Coming up on Hands on Tech, I am so excited to pull open this box. It is the Bridge 11 Pro Plus. That's right, it is the latest keyboard and trackpad from Bridge. And let's see how it stacks up to the Magic Keyboard from Apple itself. Stay tuned. Hands on Tech is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. Keeping passwords on notes or spreadsheets doesn't work anymore. LastPass easily keeps track and creates unique passwords for every site you use. Visit LastPass.com/Twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Casper. Experience the comfort of Casper with their Memorial Day sale. Get 10% off on almost everything at casper.com/twit1 and use code TWIT1 at checkout. All right, folks, the time has finally come. That's right. The Bridge Pro Plus keyboard is here. I have been waiting for this. I placed an order for it a million years ago when it was still in the pre-order stages. And due to the shelter in place and all that jazz, this thing has been waiting. I have been waiting for this thing for so long. And it has finally come to me. And, you know, one of the things that I'm actually really excited about is the original version of the Bridge Pro Plus was created with the trackpad before Apple introduced an improved trackpad mousing experience on iPad. So this was a technology that sort of Bridge said, you know what, we're going to try this. We're going to make a trackpad keyboard that works with the iPad. And then shortly after that, Apple came out with their own. So Bridge kind of did it right before, and they sent these out. And unfortunately, earlier versions of this hardware were not so swell, but they released a firmware update, and you simply download an app, and then you connect to the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard, and you install the firmware update, and it improves upon the experience. So I was excited actually to get this, frankly, after everything had happened, because it meant that I was getting the sort of intended experience and the improved experience, where I didn't have my interaction with the device colored by the poor experience that early users were getting, especially with the review units. So this is a full unit, not a review unit, a release hardware version, and it comes in space gray. And this one, of course, is for the 11-inch iPad Pro. Now, this does not use the smart connector like Apple's Magic Keyboard does. This is a completely Bluetooth experience with both that trackpad and the keyboard. So it's kind of interesting that it's integrated despite the fact that it is, you know, two separate devices. And so, yeah, let's go ahead and take this apart, or rather open it up, and see what we've got going here. So Bridge, of course, has their nice magnetic clasp enclosure. And we open it up, and it quickly gives you some information about how to use this device. One of the things that's really nice about the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard is the fact that it comes with some shortcut keys that you don't get with other keyboards that don't have as many, including Apple's own. Inside, you're going to find the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard itself, plus a USB-C cable. That's right, it charges with USB-C. How nice. A little cable that I can add to my growing tangle of cords. If I can get the plastic undone there. You know what? Forget it. So then we open this up and pull it out. And what do we have inside? We have the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard itself. Looks a lot like the older model, except for, what's that there? A trackpad. Interesting. I'm going to have some thoughts in just a second. And it looks like it comes with the magnetic back for the old version of the old model of the iPad Pro. So you can see because of the camera cutout there, this would not work if you have a newer iPad Pro. So keep that in mind. And in fact, shortly after the order went out for the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard, I got another email saying, hey, here's a coupon code so that you can get the magnetic back for the new model of iPad Pro, if that's what you have. So that to the side as well. Oh dear, I might have broken something. Then, of course, you get your user manual with instructions on how to power it up, how to pair, how to customize the trackpad, how to put in the iPad charge, etc. This touts, I believe it's 3 months of battery life, yes, on a single charge, which is really great, and a 1-year hardware warranty if you've got some issues. So let's see. That's that user manual, and of course the warranty information is in there as well. And then you can't go without a nice sticker. And so that is included if you are a Bridge fan. Now, again, this is a nice space gray aluminum as opposed to the former version, which was the more silver. It looks quite nice for sure. But let's compare this to the keyboard, the Magic Keyboard from Apple, before I pop my iPad Pro into this and we see how it works. So, of course, the first thing to know is that Apple's keyboard has, it is a case as well. And so it does come, it's one unit that has both the front and the back of the case, whereas this does not. You'll have to get the magnetic back slapped on there in order to protect both sides. It is, I would say, comparable in weight to the Magic Keyboard, which is interesting because the reason why I stopped using my original Bridge was that it added so much heft to the device itself, to the iPad Pro. But now that they're similarly sized, if I ended up liking this more, then it makes sense that I could use it and not feel like I'm adding extra weight. Let's pop it open, though, and see about the device itself. So, again, one of the things to note here is that you've got some more keys on the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard. You've got your home button, your lock button, your backlit keyboard button, brightness controls, bring up a keyboard, input controls, play pause, basically all the media controls, volume, Bluetooth pairing, and then of course the power key, as well as a key for activating Siri. None of those keys are available on Apple's trackpad, but many of those are accessible via keyboard shortcuts. You also notice that the trackpad is a good size smaller on the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard. So that's one thing to keep in mind, that you're going to have a slightly smaller design with a little bit less moving about with the trackpad on the Bridge Pro Plus. Other than that, they're pretty comparable. The keys, of course, are smaller on the Bridge Pro Plus trackpad, given that there are more in a similar size. And let's test the typing experience. Okay. Yeah, interestingly, oh dear, my iPad is getting very upset that I'm putting in a bunch of characters. But the Bridge Pro Plus is a little bit more gummy. The keys are a little rubberized on top, and the actual typing experience feels very sort of pushy and gummy, whereas the Magic Keyboard is a lot more clicky, I guess, is the best way to explain it, or to describe it, rather. So let's see what's next. Well, I think it's about time that we take the Magic, or that we take the iPad Pro, and we connect it to this keyboard. Of course, that's one thing to note as well. Apple's keyboard connects via that smart connector. So when it's disconnected, it's not controlling the device, but I can from here control my iPad Pro, despite the fact that I'm not connected. So if wireless is the experience that you want, then that is a good thing to keep in mind. All right, so how do we connect the device itself? Well, Bridge still has its little sliding feature. So we take the Bridge keyboard and we take up these little holding feet, and then we slide our iPad Pro into those holding feet. So I will do that now. Again, the experience is a little bit precarious, I would say, and it's not necessarily precise. That's one of the things that I don't like about it, is that there's a little bit of give on exactly how to position it, and it can make all the difference when the keyboard is in its flattened position. So there you can see how it sort of locks in place. The one thing to say too about the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard is that it is endlessly adjustable. So I can take the iPad and completely fold it all the way back if I wanted to, although I do not see necessarily a reason for doing that. But you may have one, and so you can endlessly adjust how you have it positioned, but my standard would be a laptop form factor. This episode of Hands-On Tech is brought to you by Casper. With award-winning mattresses, Casper is transforming the way we sleep. They have a 100-night risk-free sleep on a trial and offer free contactless delivery and free returns. Experience the comfort of Casper with their Memorial Day sale. Get 10% off on almost everything at casper.com/twit1 and use code twit1 at checkout. That's casper.com/twit1, code twit1. Terms and conditions apply. Offer excludes the Element mattress and sale items. See casper.com/terms for additional terms and conditions. One of the things to know is that it is not at all flimsy. It does feel very secure with my iPad Pro in here. It's got little feet on the bottom, little rubberized feet to keep it in place. And as I use it, the typing experience is excellent. And one of the things that I love is that the Bridge Pro Plus actually shows up in the batteries widget on iOS. So you can see what the current battery level is for the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard. But I have to say that despite the firmware, which I have installed, I have been tainted by my experience with Apple's Magic Keyboard. I have had such an excellent experience with the Magic Keyboard that this Bridge Pro Plus version just doesn't live up to the experience that Apple itself can provide. I do want to give it more time to see for sure, but one of the things that is absolutely a difference in experience is the trackpad gesture system. So scrolling, whenever I scroll with two fingers using the trackpad, it is often delayed and then shoots you way far down the screen, way far down the page. Swiping between pages seems to take more time than you normally would have. Moving between apps, it all feels a little sluggish and a little off. The gestures and the preciseness just aren't there. So even mousing between different apps feels a little bit sluggish, a little bit awkward. And two, if you watch the iFixit, if you read through the iFixit teardown of Apple's Magic Keyboard, then you would have seen the way that Apple has set up clicking on the Magic Keyboard that makes it so that no matter where you click on that trackpad, it will produce a good click and will actually register a click. Whereas with the Bridge Pro Plus trackpad, it seems that it is a simple levered design. And so if you press near the top, then you do have trouble clicking on something on the screen because the click is at the bottom of the trackpad. I will say that mousing across the entire surface is about the same, so there's consistency there, which is nice. But in terms of actually getting a fully integrated and fully realized mousing experience, it doesn't seem to be living up to what Apple has been able to provide for its own hardware. So overall, the Bridge Pro Plus is a thin and similarly weighted keyboard that you would get if you get Apple's Magic Keyboard. It is, of course, less expensive, which is quite nice, by as much as $100. And so that alone will, you know, improve upon the experience. But when it comes to the integration and the sort of the cleverness and the smoothness of mousing on iOS that Apple has introduced, I have to say the Bridge Pro Plus keyboard just is not there yet. Bridge says that they will continue, that it will continue to release firmware updates to improve upon the experience. And I look forward to an improved mousing experience, at which point I could see myself recommending this product as a substitute for Apple's keyboard. But as it stands, if you want a true mousing experience on iOS, then this is not for you. As for typing, it does a fantastic job. And with those extra keys, those shortcut keys, you very well might enjoy the Bridge keyboard more. But in that case, maybe you'll just go for the regular Bridge keyboard, the one that does not include the trackpad. That plus that adds the trackpad, I don't think it's there yet. And so I can't recommend this product as a way to add a trackpad and mousing experience to your iPad. Thank you so much, of course, for tuning in to this episode of Hands on Tech. I do appreciate it. Of course, you can subscribe to this show very easily. You head to twit.tv/HOT, where we have links to all the ways to subscribe. If you're on YouTube, of course, click that subscribe button, ring the bell, and give a thumbs up and all that stuff that YouTube has you do now. And hey, it would be awesome if you went and checked out Hands on iOS. That is my show where I cover all things that have to do with iOS. So that includes wireless keyboards and the mousing experience on the trackpad. In fact, I just covered everything you need to know about privacy on iOS. It's so simple to take better control of your privacy, and I walk you through all of that. You just head to twit.tv/HOI. And that's where you can subscribe to that show. Thanks so much. We do appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Hands on Tech.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.